Episode 2553, A New Kind of Resolution.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How is your new year treating you? Oh, yes, I know. We're only a few days in, and you're probably like, I need a holiday for my New Year's just to feel like I can get myself and my feet underneath me. Okay, take a deep breath. It is all about your health today. It's a new kind of resolution. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, how would you feel? Seriously, how would you feel if you actually achieved your health goals? Come on, I know you've thought about it because everybody wants to lose weight or do something around weight, right? I mean, come on, let's be honest. I would say the majority of us want that. But if we really reach those goals, you got to understand that it wouldn't come from what you've done in the past. It's a new kind of resolution. I don't know about you, but I have seen so many commercials and social media ads, and they have popped in front of me all about health and fitness. Oh, if you work out and do this, if you buy this program, if you do this, I can't even count them on my fingers and toes. And that's just one day. Health is your greatest component of wealth. I want you to think about that for a minute, because maybe you've thought about investing in real estate or investing in stocks and bonds, or, you know, you've got the stock market out there, wherever your investments are. What about your health? How much are you investing in your health? And I'm not talking about money. Because you can have everything. You can have the most money in the world. You can be the number one richest person on the planet. And if you don't have your health, you have absolutely nothing. And I don't ever hear anybody talk about that anymore. I hear, oh, my bank account's at this, or this person's worth this much. How about, how many healthy cells do you have in your body that's going to sustain you the way you want to live out the rest of your life? It's kind of a weird question, I know, but it's got me thinking. And part of it's because I'm a grandma now. I'm not just a mom. And by the way, motherhood is awesome. I would never change it. Love my five children. Now, with my daughter being married, we're to six. And now we have a grandbaby. Our family just keeps growing. And I look at that and consider it. And I'm thinking, I got to be able to jump up, not just barely climb up and pull myself up off the floor. I got to be able to jump up. I've got to be ready. But I can't do that if I have weight holding me down. Or if I don't get enough movement and my joints don't do what they need to do. They're not lubricated enough because I don't move. Our bodies were created to move. But what do? We sit around most of the time. Your health is the greatest component of your wealth. It's not your bank account. It's not your investment property. It's not your real estate. It's not your stocks and bonds. It's not your coins that you have hidden under your bed. It's not Bitcoin. It's none of that. It's your health. And it really, honestly, it should be evident since the pandemic. We've got to get really honest with ourselves. Stop beating around the bush. What do you need to ramp up your health? I know what you need. And I know what I need. Less talk, more action. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It's all about less talk, more action. You have to be in control of your health. And in order to do that, it's not about the mouth. And I'm not talking about putting food in. I'm talking about just jibber jabbering. I'm talking about, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I want to do this. But you're not following through. There's no action. So everything just falls flat. And then a year later, you're like, gosh, darn it. If I just would have. Yeah. If you just would have what? Have you really thought that through? And I mean specifically. Because how many mornings do you wake up going, gosh darn it, my joints, I'm just so tired. And you don't feel like jumping out of bed. My husband one day, I don't know, it was a few weekends back. I don't know if he was on vacation or what. And I was laying in bed. He didn't have to get up early, so I know he wasn't going to work. So either it was a weekend or he was off. Anyway, so I'm laying in bed. And he got up, went to the bathroom, and came back to bed. And this was early in the morning, but we didn't really want to completely get out of bed and wake up. So it was like, do what you need to do and climb back in bed. But it wasn't like 2 o'clock in the morning either. So he does his thing and he comes back and I'm like, okay, great. He's awake. And I love my husband, but if I move, the man is awake. And once he's awake, he will not go back to sleep. And then I hear about it. And when he doesn't have to be at work, because he gets up so early, 5 days a week, and he's a hard worker. I just want to make sure he gets as much natural sleep that he can, meaning it's not induced by a sleep aid. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. But with that being said, he was up, came back, and I was like, yes, this is my opportune time. So he had rolled over or done something opposite of me. And the next thing you know, man, I am up and I am out of the room, going to the bathroom, and I'm coming back, and all of a sudden he freaks out like, and I was like, what happened? And he said, how did you move that fast? He goes, I only turned over. The next thing you know, you're walking out of the bathroom. How did you get in the bathroom? I said, I just got up. See, when I wake up, man, I'm awake and I get moving and grooving. My body just goes. That's me. He gets up, doom, doo-doom, doo-doom, doo-doom. I'm kind of like Tigger and he's like Eeyore. I'm not talking about attitude. I'm talking about movements. And that's just how it is, right? What is it for you? Have you really nailed it of saying, gosh, I really want to feel like this when I wake up in the morning? This is how I want to respond. Now, we all get tired. We all can use a nap. So take a nap if you can. But I'm talking about your everyday experience, not just because you ate too much turkey and you need to lay down and take a nap, or maybe you stayed up too late, or you're not on a regular schedule. I'm not talking about that. I want you to feel and know deep down what you're asking for from yourself. Less talk, more actions. And you got to let go what you can't control, because we're trying to control everything. I know. I'm a control freak, but you can control you. So how do you look at it with less talk, more action? Number one, you have to make smart decisions. You have to get rid of those late night reactive decisions. You know, where you're flipping the TV and all of a sudden it comes on. And it doesn't have to be the TV, by the way. It can be your social media ads. How many fitness ads have shown up in your social media feeds, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? They show you, oh, this is a great new thing to have, this new gadget. Or wait, if you take this supplement, oh, wait, if you take this protein shake, oh, wait, if you do this exercise and it only takes 10 minutes a day, really, if it only took 10 minutes a day, do you know our whole world would be healthy? But you know it's a lie. It is a lie. So why do we fall for it? Because it's a reactive decision. It's that, oh my gosh, if only, you're grasping at straws. You got to stop having those late night reactive decisions. You have to make smart decisions. And that means you got to think through things. You got to spend some time on yourself. You know, I go to bed at night after I've done all my stuff and everybody has already gone to bed most of the time at this point, unless it's on the weekend. Sometimes they stay up a little bit later, but usually I'm close to the first to rise. Usually it's my hubby that rises first, but I'm somewhere close second. But I'm usually the one who goes to bed last. And not that that's a big deal. It's just I have longer hours. It's just how I work, how I'm wired. Sometimes I will take a nap, even if it's for 30 or 45 minutes only in the middle of the day, if I can and my schedule allows it. That being said, when I go to bed, it's all quiet. There's nothing on. I might hear the fan or the heater kick on or the air conditioning, but it's just quiet. And it's in those moments after I've said my prayers and gone through my day that then I start thinking about things a little bit more in depth. And it's not crazy heavy thinking, but it allows myself to reflect specifically on areas. And a lot of times it would be on me. If I need to kind of dissect a situation, then I do it. And it's easier for me to do it after I'm got everything done for the day and I'm just kind of laying there. Now, I do it in the morning too, but in all reality, I don't have a lot of time then, unless if I specifically set aside time. So you got to start looking and knowing who you are in order to make those smart decisions. So what is it that you need for your healthy lifestyle? Because that's where you need to start so you can make those smart decisions. Number two, increase your commitment ratio. I know this sounds strange, but your actions must reflect your desired outcome. If you have a tough goal, you have to be willing to put in the work. And this is where you demand more of yourself. You've got to be more diligent. You've got to be more consistent. You've got to have greater accountability. Maybe you have to risk more to gain more, but you have to increase your commitment ratio. The problem is we're not committed. Come on, let's get an amen on that one, because we're not. We say we are, but we really aren't. And if we are, maybe it's only for a certain period of time. I'm not saying you have to have that all-in mentality, because sometimes that can be debilitating to our emotional well-being. But what I am saying is you really have to have prepared and have a plan, and then that commitment holds to that. And yes, you can make shifts and pivot as needed, but for the most part, you have to say, you know what? I matter here, and what I decide, I need to stick to. You have to increase that commitment ratio. And finally, number three, see what you can't see. This is where you don't look at just what's on the outside. What I mean is your reflection, right? See what you can't see. When you look in the mirror, you see wrinkles. You see, gosh, I have got 3 rolls of fat. I need to get rid of those 2 and just have that one, because probably that one's not going to go away. I need to get rid of something that looks like kind of, I don't know, a squishy sponge around my thighs. I mean, come on, let's be real, right? We look at ourselves and dissect ourselves that way. And we're like, oh, I just don't like what I see. So I'm telling you, you need to see what you can't see. How do you feel on the inside? What's your energy level when you wake up? You can't see your energy level unless if you're looking in the mirror and you're jumping up and down like Tigger. I don't know what it is about Winnie the Pooh, but we're going to stick with Winnie the Pooh today. That's, though, more of a reflection of how you feel. Feelings are not seen, right? They're felt. They're on the inside. See what you can't see. You have to be deliberate on the changes that occur in all areas of your life. And you need to look at all sides. And yes, what you see on the outside, it's important. You need to use great, you know, moisturizers to take care of your skin. But you know what? You also have to drink water, because you can buy $1,000 a day cream, literally spend $1,000 a day on cream, and put that all over your face. But if you're not hydrating from the inside out, I don't care. Your cells are not going to respond to that cream. I'm just telling it like it is. And so you're going to age faster on the outside because you're not taking care of the inside. See what you can't see. And that's our problem. We're so caught up in this self-gratification and this I want it now mentality. You got to look at your life long term. Yes, there are some benefits short term, but you being in the best optimum health that you can be in is not about living till tomorrow. It's about living much longer. I know, I'm just telling it like it is. Because I'm tired personally of all the fluff that's out there. I'm tired of the confusion. I'm tired of the false statements. Just because 10 people got those results doesn't mean that the 259,000 that are going to try it too are going to have the same. But because they've had 10 people have those results, they make those claims. I want you to get serious about being your best selfie when it comes to living your health, because it's all about your wealth. You've got to stop fooling yourself. You're created for more. But if you're sick all the time, if you don't have energy, you can't do what you're supposed to do in your second half of life. And let me tell you, being part of the Half Century Club, awesome. I can't wait to see what the next half century brings. But you see, I won't be able to live it if I'm not healthy enough to walk it. So what is that for you? Let's talk more action. It's a new kind of resolution. Opening yourself in knowing all of you. Because in reality, I don't believe we take time to know ourselves. I believe there's still missing parts of us that we haven't come to terms with, or we don't want to for fear, whatever, you fill in the blank. It could be anything. It could even be, well, it's not that I'm afraid of anything, Christiane. It's that I don't think if I discover it and dig in deeper that I'll be happy. Well, what if it made you actually happier? What if life and how you see things would change it to where it would better you? But you see, we don't do that. We're no longer deep thinkers. It's all surface level. I only want what I can see. Really? That's pretty shallow of us as human beings. That's what's so incredible about you being a human being and me being one too. Right? We stand out amongst all the other creatures in the world because we aren't shallow thinkers. God created us for deep thinking and deep thoughts, for relationships, not just with everybody else, but with ourselves. When was the last time you loved the person you saw in the mirror? Seriously. Because unfortunately, I think a lot of us have a problem with that. And we're not honest about it. And we try to hide it, whether it's through shopping, through eating, through dressing, through shoes, through guitars, through whatever it is for you. But I want you this season of your life, I want you to know yourself inside and out. Let's talk more action, a new kind of resolution. Because I'm telling you right now, it will be a life changed. And then you will be able to change and impact lives that you touch. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.